Welcome to Just Deep Breathe, a podcast that teaches and helps those living with chronic stress, physical and emotional pain. Relax, restore, renew, revive your personal and spiritual self-care. Each week we present simple, practical thoughts and measures to help you connect your physical to your spiritual inner healing wisdom. These can be done even if you have no me time. Now here's your host, Chip Oshambari, a retired nurse, midwife, massage therapist, and energy and spiritual mentor.
Thank you, Cindy, for such a great introduction. Wow, spring is coming. The snow is almost gone here in Ottawa. Hi, everybody. This is Chipo, your host from Just Deep Breathe, a product of Healing Bridge Facilitation. I hope you're well, and welcome to podcast number 59. Yeah, we are just moving right along, and I'm grateful that you download our podcast and you listen and you share and you're getting some benefit. So as we start, let's do some just deep breathing. So take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it and then breathe out. Another deep breath, this time a count of four. Hold a count of four and breathe out a count of six. Again, this is something that you can use when you're stressed, when things aren't going your way, when you just feel like, I just want to focus on breathing. People say, well, you know, I breathe, I wouldn't be alive if I didn't breathe. Yeah, you are breathing, but it's not conscious breathing. What I suggest is really conscious breathing. I remember one of my coaches in my voice coach, she used to say, music starts with silence and end in silence. So what I'm saying is speaking, stress, whatever it is going on for you, begin and end with a breath. Just deep breathe. It really is a good thing, a good thing. Today, we are going to talk of the healing power within. We have talked about something like this before. I had a workshop today which went really well. I was happy with how it went. I invite you, if you want to come, there is one, the same one. We are going to run that again next Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. So we have talked about three keys to heal the chronic pain, chronic stress, which most people have. But the way I look at chronic pain or stress, it's not just, you know, you got pain in your shoulders, in your knees, in your back. Yes, it is the pain. But there is more pain that we hold that becomes to be chronic. That becomes, you know, we have pain that we don't talk about. We have hidden pain. We have private pain. Think about that. Private, we hold it. We don't talk about it to anybody. It's secret. What about the secret pain? What about hidden pain? You know, it could be physical, it could be mental, it could be emotional or spiritual. So here are the three things that I'm talking about in this workshop. I want you to look at them. I'm not going to give you the whole workshop, but I want to give you a taste of some of the things that perhaps you are doing already, you know, but just to remind you, do more of it. Give you some tips of what you can do to allow that hidden or secret pain to allow yourself to stop making it a secret, to let it come out so that you could heal yourself. And as we awaken the healing power within, what happens is, from my experience, my own journey with my own chronic pain, chronic stress, I discovered that when my healing power was asleep, was not moving, was not connected to by me, no matter what I did outside, it helped somewhat, but it didn't help it so that it goes away. I go to the next layer. So my suggestion is, let's really wake up that healing power that we have, that healer within, that inner physician that we have, that inner shaman, that the wise one that we carry, that knows everything about you, for you, and everything for me and for the rest of the world. Everybody has that power. When it's awake, you know what happens? The healing takes place because it knows what to do. I'm not saying don't visit your doctor. I'm not saying don't visit your therapist that you go. No, it's not this or that. It's both and. You are doing that outside, the medication and everything, but you are also doing the inner work. You are also having your inner healing power, or your inner healer, your inner physician, your inner shaman. You have them wake up and take charge of the healing. So the first thing I asked people was self-knowledge. This is how we are going to wake somebody up who is asleep in us. How much do we know ourselves? You know that your body is talking to you. Know that your mind, what's your mind saying? What's your body saying? Are they congruent? Or are they going their different ways? Can you get them together? Can you hear? Say you got a back shoulder pain. Can you find out from that part of your body, the back or the shoulder, find out what is it? You know, you might think I'm crazy, but that's okay. I've been told that many times, you know, that how can you talk to your shoulder? Of course, remember, it's intelligence. Every cell in our body has got intelligence. It knows. It understands. It's alive. So what do you think? It might not hear you. It might not talk back to you. Well, I'm here to tell you, explore it. I'm not a doctor. I am not a nurse. I left that a long time ago. But I have been working with talking to my body, find out how it can help me, what I need to do, what it needs are, and you know what? It does. So practice. Just pick a part of your body that's sore and see what happens. So self-knowledge is really good. Find out what triggers you. What makes this hurt? And really allow that part, not your mind. Your mind is always talking or protecting you. The next thing I talked about was loving self-care. So you want to have this love for yourself. This is where you put your oxygen mask first. So self-love, loving self-care is good. We're always taking care of other people first before ourselves. What if we think of ourselves? It's not selfish, because you'll say, oh, that's being selfish. No, it's not. It's self-care. So try that. And the last one was healing self-touch. Most of us, especially ladies, we don't touch ourselves. We touch when we wash, we dry ourselves, we put our makeup, we do our hair, we do those things. But to just touch lovingly to the self, caress ourselves, what does it feel like? So that your significant other, you can tell them how you like to be touched, how you like to be stroked. You know, there's more to these subjects, but those are the things that I am talking about that I in the workshop, which is coming up on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. If you are interested, just send an email so I could send you the link. We have it will be on Zoom. It won't be on Facebook this time, but it will be on Zoom. So if you are interested, let's do it. Let's see you there, awakening the healing power within you with self-knowledge, loving self-care, and healing self-touch. With that, I say enjoy and start to do something different. Perhaps you've been doing it already. Can you do more of it? Can you take the time to actually do it? Make the time. Okay, let's take some deep breaths in and out. Breathe in, hold, and breathe out. And one more, breathe in, a count of four, hold, a count of four, and out, a count of four. So with that, I say thank you so much. Have a great weekend and a great week. We shall talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on Just Deep Breathe. Join our Facebook page, Pathway to Chronic Stress and Pain Relief. And make sure to visit our website at healingbridgefacilitation.com. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate your feedback by sending us your comments to coachchippo@gmail.com or rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell your friends about the show, that would be very helpful to us. If you like the show, you might want to check out where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, Apple, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Relax, restore, renew, revive your physical and spiritual self-care.